Blog Talk Radio.
Gosh, I always have such horrible luck with this. What I had wanted to do today was pull up one of the old Mudtow shows and play it back. And you're supposed to be able to set up the Blog Talk to do that. You pick out the old episode and you download it. And you tell their computer which one you want to play, and it's supposed to, you set it to start by itself, and it's supposed to start by itself. And for me, for whatever reason, it doesn't work about as often as it does. And today it clearly hasn't worked. Well, I don't know about clearly. Maybe I just can't hear it, and I'm talking over it right now. It's just another one of these unpleasant facts of life about not having internet at the house. I can't check the progress of the show through Blog Talk anymore as long as that's the case. So guess I'll try to think of something. I was going to go to sleep because I was up very early this morning. It's another one of those mornings where I had neighbors pounding on my window in the middle of the night wanting stuff and making me wish I could fly far, far away. But that's not realistic at this point. So keep plugging away. I'll be joining the retail community soon. Talked about that last week. Things are kind of moving along slowly, but they're moving along. There's a procedure to be followed, and it involves submitting. There's the I-9 is the big thing. You know, I have to prove that I'm permitted to work in the United States, and it's not just as simple as it used to be, where you just showed your Social Security card to somebody. You know, I'm going to have the person who saw it enter that information onto a website someplace. And when I went to do this, the website was not working, so it couldn't do it that day, so we had to do it another day. And now we've gotten past all that stuff. We're just waiting for information to come back from Human Resources. Allow me to use all the various contrivances that I'll need to use, mainly the cash register, but there are other things too. So that's what we're waiting for. And once that's done, I will begin my training. Must complete the training. So I took a chance, rolled the dice, figured this would be a decent time to take a couple days and sneak back to Mom and Dad's, so I'm going to do that tomorrow. Figured they wouldn't put me, even if the big numbers came through, they probably wouldn't put me on, you know, my first day on a weekend day, when that would mean a supervisor would have to come in on that weekend to train me. And I know the manager's been spending a lot of time there on the weekends, but it's to catch up on other things. So I didn't expect that this would my debut would happen much before next week. And also, I have a couple of dates set up for the medical school, that other stuff, which I'm going to continue to do on a limited basis. Manager has told me she has no problem with that. So it's going to be balancing. It's going to be sort of reminiscent of the very first year that I was unemployed. I had part-time jobs with six different people. So that was quite the act of figuring out where I could get the hours in. I don't figure on doing anything quite that extreme. I think two will be plenty. And I do enjoy that job a lot, helping out the medical students. So I'm hoping I can work it out and make sure I can continue to do that. In the meantime, in between time, maybe we got fun. I'm sitting here listening. I'm sitting here in fear now, to be perfectly honest. I'm waiting for that knock at the window again, because I hadn't heard it for a long time. And I was actually starting to relax, and was sleeping through the night. You know, as I've been so on edge for such a long time that somebody's going to be, you know, I'm going to be asleep and I'm going to be you know, knocked out of a sound sleep by somebody, you know, and then that somebody wanting something. And how many people need to go somewhere. You need to go someplace at 4 in the morning, go someplace, meet somebody. You know lots of people who work at night. And there have been times I've had to put my foot down. I'm really not very good at that. I don't like putting my foot down. But times when I've been, you know, used conserving gasoline as an excuse, you know, I have someplace I have to be tomorrow and I can't drive you. And then there's always the promise of gas money, but somehow that promise is just never realized. It never happened. So this is becoming one of those whiny shows. I think I'll use as an excuse that I wasn't expecting to have to do it. I really do want to utilize this capability if I have either to record new shows in advance or to, you know, bring back some of the old shows. But it just, for whatever reason, I know Chief Iggy uses this all the time, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to work for me. I don't know what I'm missing, but I mean, I can get, like I said, if internet is available to me, I can go on there and, you know, select the sound file and click. This is very boring technical stuff. I shouldn't be saying it. You know, just to say, if I have access to internet, I can go ahead and play the file and walk away. But if I don't have access to internet, I have to depend on Blog Talk's system to play the file. I still have to call in too. I still have to stay up until midnight and dial the number that starts the show. But once I do that, the pre-recorded shows will start automatically, and it didn't. And then I also have to remember tomorrow morning at my first opportunity to erase that show, because it might start off, you know, the next, whoever does their show next, which I believe is on Monday, my show might start, you know, their show. That happened once. I had set up my show to play a pre-recorded show, and it played one of Iggy's pre-recorded shows instead. In fact, that happened 3 weeks in a row. So something is not right. Something, I have misunderstood something, or something is not right with the system. The system is flawed. But I sure would like that. It's something that happens to me a lot. I sure would like for that to work the way it's advertised, but it just doesn't seem to, at least for me, and I don't know why. Another thing that's not working as advertised is my hot water here at my apartment. My apartment building is close to 100 years old, and the contractor advanced his opinion that the water system in the building was probably the original water system, and we've been having trouble with it producing hot water. So they this week contractors came and tore out the old and put in the new, and it's a wonderful, I don't think geothermal is the right thing, but it's that kind of thing. It's supposed to be, you know, utilizing the heat of the earth to help heat up the water, but doesn't seem to work too terribly well. Yeah, I don't know whether it's that part of it or whether it's the delivery part of it, whatever it is. But we're still not. It's been, you know, been a week, and we're still not getting hot water. And I'm looking and feeling kind of grubby right now. You know, washing up as best I can. But I've had overnight, I put some water in my slow cooker, so I can have some water heated up in the morning and wash my hair and wash up as best I can, because I've been kind of letting it go. You say, no, it'll be fixed tomorrow. I'll have a shower tomorrow. It'll be available to me. I'm not going to take this I'm not going to, you know, take this extreme step of, you know, taking a bath out of a bucket, but it's been too long. I have to clean up. I do not look or feel my best. So I will take care of that tomorrow. As I say, tomorrow evening I'm off to my folks, so I can use their shower for a couple of days. But it's that. It falls into that same line of technology and me. And when I've been, you know, when I've been associated with technology, or when technology has come to me, it seems to not live up to my expectations. Or not, what I want to say. It doesn't solve the problem that we're supposed to solve. I think that's where I'm at. That's what upsets me. I get this, you know, so they're coming in they're gonna gut the basement and put all this newfangled wonderful stuff in, so we will have hot water and there's no problem, and they come to do it and it doesn't work, and it's that disappointment. You know, I go to put in my I-9 and the technology doesn't work, and we have to wait another couple of days. It's all, you know, you get yourself all built up. This is going to happen on this day, and it just doesn't happen. And it's, you think I'd get used to it after a while. That doesn't. Actually, that was a whiny thing to say, wasn't it? That's probably the worst time was when I got this apartment, because we'd worked for many months. And in fact, I've been told that my wait time was pretty short. It was about 8 months that I was on the waiting list to get this apartment. It just so happened that they were opening up this building. They'd remodeled it and were opening it up, and there were 12 units available all at the same time. So I got off the waiting list quite a bit sooner than I might ordinarily have done. But so I was coming in, and I was in my car waiting, you know, for the property manager to show up, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, 2 hours. And finally I left in a huff, you know, and called the landlord and cussed them out, called my social worker and cussed her out. It was not a good day, not a good morning. I mean, I'm thinking, am I going to be, you know, am I going to be on the street? Am I going to be, you know, something, I mean, I could always go back and live with my parents, but I don't want to do that. I mean, what's these last 4.5 years all about if I end up going back and living with my parents? Almost 5 years now, be 5 years in August. Since the university decided they didn't need me anymore. Lots of kicks in the old ego happening since then. A lot of challenges to my sense of identity and, you know, who I am, why am I here? What is it that I'm trying to accomplish? Why do I have to do this show when I hadn't planned on doing it? I have this idea. It seems like the show comes up. I always enjoy doing the show once it starts. This is something that happens. Actually, that's another thing that happens to me a lot, because I dread something, and then 99% of the time I do enjoy it when it actually gets here. And you know, actually doing it is not the problem. It's that anticipation of what's now. Oh, it's Friday. I got to do this again. What am I going to say? I can't think of anything to say. I'm really tired. You know, it's just all these sort of minus thoughts. Try and call them negative thoughts has that kind of catchphrase to it now. It's just, well, if we don't do negative thoughts, everything will be okay. I don't mean negative thoughts in that sense. I mean the sort of detracting thoughts, the thing is, this is not a – what I want to say, that this is not going to be, this is not going to be what I want it to be. Let's say, I've had that experience a lot of times. I've had, I can't compare my experience to somebody who's had, really terrible things happen to them in life. I've never had anything really terrible happen to me. I've never had anything really bad happen to me, really. A long series of misjudgments and poor decisions have gotten me here. And all I can do is try and learn from it. But, I cannot walk the earth in sackcloth and ashes, oh, poor, poor, pitiful me, because that's just not appropriate. All of the decisions that got me here were mine, and many of them were flawed. Many of them were taken because there's just something I wanted to avoid, a decision I wanted to avoid, a person I wanted to avoid. I just thought if I can make this zig or this zag, that person will go away. Well, maybe not that person, that confrontation. And that's why I started off talking about my neighbors. That's the thing that gets me, because I'm going to have to, at some point I'm going to have to put my foot down about the pounding on my window in the middle of the night, particularly if I start, working regularly. That was an issue back when I was doing that. I had a temporary job with FedEx, back before Christmas. And interruptions to my sleep, because I had to get up at 5 in the morning. Interruptions to my sleep were a serious problem, and I had to put my foot down with a couple of my neighbors. Look, you can't wake me up during the week. And I have a feeling that I'm going to have to do something like that again. And I don't want to do it. My feeling is, I don't want to be that guy. But at the same time, to them, I'm that guy. I'm that guy that they can come and he goes, well, we can always get him. We can always get Mudtoe to take us because he never says no. So I have to. And, the longer I leave it, then the more work is done to sort of dismantle that machinery. So I have to get over my fear of confrontation and make that happen. I do have enough minutes on my phone to finish this. I checked beforehand. So that's not an issue. I just didn't want to use minutes for this. That's the thing you're supposed to be able to do is start up the show, and you just listen for like 5 minutes to make sure that it's playing, and then you can cut off the phone and save your minutes. But again, I was not able to make that happen. Once I had a show set up, because I was going to a movie with Twilight Evening Star. We're going to a lovely downtown theater where they show old movies during the summer. They have a summer movie series. And we were going, and it was going to possibly encroach on the time, just to do the radio show. So it was a double feature. We were watching what was the first one? It was a Vincent Price double feature. Theater of Blood was the first one, and the second one was The Tingler, which is a really fun movie. But I went out. I saw about the first 15 minutes of The Tingler, and then went out to start up the show on my phone. And just like tonight, the show didn't start. So I had to sit I found a nice spot in the lobby of this old theater. I just did the show from there, but I missed most of The Tingler, which upset me. And I just, I'm just not going to depend on that technology again. But man, it would be so great if I could do the shows like that, either pre-record one, as it said, or go back into the archives and revisit one of the old ones. Of course, there was another problem. I forgot about this. When you download one of the old shows, Blog Talk slaps a commercial on there for you. So the show, had it played, would have opened up with a commercial. I believe it was for a grocery store. It's a big ad they've been running about change. They changed their customer loyalty program recently. They always had the best one. I like to use it because they always had the most fuel points. But evidently, it's costing them something because they cut back on the number of fuel points they gave. But they tried to distract from that by adding a lot of other new things to the program. So I haven't, done the math, worked out on balance how it works. But they have been warning us for years. They had, it's like that 20 cents a gallon thing. They or not 20. Yeah, you could get, what was it? You had to for $50 worth of groceries, you get 20 cents a gallon off of gas. And that started at a time when gas was $4 a gallon. And John, I almost said the name, the grocery store always had signs up saying, "This is temporary. Someday we're going to roll it back." And then finally, someday came and they rolled it back to 10 cents a gallon, about 20 cents a gallon. But, what do? You deal. I was up very early this morning filling out my car at that grocery store because I was up because someone had woken me up and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I said, well, I might as well get something done. So I went out for a little bit of breakfast because I got my tax return. I got a little bit of money. So I went out for breakfast, and then I put some gas in the car. And what else did I do? I was out and about quite a bit. I don't think it wasn't a terribly efficient morning, as I remember. But I needed to. I was meeting friend Twyla Evening Star at the shopping mall for a walk. And I think it was to the library after that. Getting a little bit of interneting done. And back here, I had a nap. Like I say, it was a very early morning. And I was getting ready for this. That's my whole day. It's, structure is creeping in. I like structure. But then in some ways, I don't. I kind of like having that calendar and looking ahead and knowing where I'm going to be on each day. But then there's a certain satisfaction to having the freedom to choose what you're going to do that day as well. It's always such a good – that's why I enjoyed so much being a PhD student because you had that you had classes, and I had work, and then there was a lot of time that you could allocate to different things. And I wasn't near as busy as most PhD students were, which is probably why I wasn't as successful as they were. I didn't. You need to be really dedicated to whatever program it is you decide to study. And I just never really came up with anything that. That I was ready to spend every waking hour devoted to. So it's probably a good thing. I probably stuck around longer than I should have. But it was, as I say, it was a good. There's that sort of mix of the structure, but also having blocks of time that I could arrange for myself. What I'm going to what's the there's going to be reading and there's studying and then there's also, going to the symphony and that stuff, and you could, there was like one of those little puzzles you had as a kid where you're trying to move it or there's one empty space in the middle of it and you're trying to move all the various numbers or colors around. Or a Rubik's Cube would be the same kind of thing, trying to line everything up. And that was... That was probably, I'm going to say, the most satisfying time of my life. And it's, I feel bad saying that. It's not any of the time I spent with either of the women I was married to. And it's not any of the, professional jobs I have. It was going back to school. I liked school. I liked the interaction at that level was just very satisfying to me. Gosh, there's just these waves of anxiety that keep going over me. Keep thinking there's going to be that knock at the door. And I'm also at the same time, you're trying to think, okay, so what? There's a knock at the door. Answer the door, tell them to go to hell. You know, what's so difficult about that? No, just always been difficult for me I felt in a way, this is something I get from my mother, I felt in a way that I have to take on the, I guess responsibilities isn't the word I'm looking for. Helping out with other people, the things you see missing, that isn't right either. What am I trying to say? Just that see a problem and you want to solve it. And my mother's much more that way than I am. If someone presents, mom will go looking for somebody else's problem. I'll feel an obligation to help out with it if somebody presents it to me. Somebody comes and drops this problem in front of me, even if it's not mine, I'll feel, some form of obligation to try and make it right if I can. And there's a whole lot of situations where I shouldn't do that. Nice thoughts. Well, where's the harm in giving a ride to people? And I'm pretty sure that at least once or twice since I've been living here, I've been driving the dope wagon without realizing it, or maybe just starting to realize it as things were over. And that's a scary situation because you get pulled over. I've been pulled over once for, having my headlight out. You get pulled over and they decide to search the car. Anything in that car belongs to you. It doesn't belong. It doesn't, no, I didn't know about that. They were carrying that when they got in the car. No, police don't want to hear that. If it's in the car, you're responsible for it. And, there's fear and there's anxiety. And some of my new age friends, it's sort of a product of my disordered mind is about the fear and anxiety. Well, no, sometimes fear and anxiety can serve you. If I would only, listen to my fear and my anxiety, maybe I wouldn't have been in the car with those people. Setting myself up for that possible crash. And it seems like things like this start to happen more often when something good is about to happen for me, like this new job I'm about to take. So, I guess I gotta take a deep breath and just keep forward, keep moving forward, and not be distracted. So there'll be a show next week, and we will talk about these things maybe. Maybe we'll talk about something completely different. I don't know. But I'm very glad you listened. You didn't get a rerun tonight. I had to give you a fresh show. So I hope these words found somebody that they needed to find. And thank you for listening, and have a pleasant good evening.